Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We're having some crazy weather. I'm actually broadcasting from Maui, and we've got the Kona winds going and just a deluge of rain coming down. So, you know, it's not all sunny in Maui right now. But anyway, so much stuff going on. I strongly suggest people listening to the last show where we covered a lot of the, you know, what's happened with the political stuff. I always say the weather is a reflection of the consciousness. And it's been very well documented in World War One and Two. We had the just hellacious weather that never has been seen before. So now with all the controversy and the in-house fighting and the warring consciousness between the PC correct, the left, and the, you know, all the other stuff in the right and whatever, the left became the right and the right became the left. It's pretty crazy now. It's just total chaos, and the weather's a reflection of that. I just talked to my brother down in Mexico, and actually he said that the water there just turned about 10 degrees cooler just out of nowhere. So it's also much, much cooler here than usual. So we are going into at the very top end of a mini ice age, and a lot of people get angry with that and say, no, it's global warming. It's actually not. And there's a lot of NASA scientists that have come forward and talked about it. And they said, you know, according to the real data and according to the history, you know, that we are going into a mini ice age. So, you know, things are cooling down. I know in Trout Lake, we're buried. You know, we're just going back and forth between freezing rain and snow. And, you know, it's up way up past your waist right now. So, even our glaciers are coming back up there. So I really have a hard time buying the global warming program. And I know sometimes when things really heat up, you know, at the equator, you know, the air rises and it creates a vacuum effect where the cold air comes down. You know, I know about all those theories and everything else, but, you know, it's just not adding up. And I know they fudged the numbers for so long. In Trout Lake, every time we turn around, they've got, you know, they're 5-10 degrees off, you know, on what the temperature is. So a lot of the small towns, they fudge the numbers because nobody's going to pay attention. And then they alter the data, and they've been caught altering the data. So that's just like old news. So I don't want to go too far into that. But anyway, it's all about going within and stop giving your power away to external authorities and stop, you know, projecting and blaming others and, you know, find your own center and hold that center through these times and we'll get through. I've got a guest coming on here, which is a local boy here on the islands. And he goes by KP, and he's a spirit of light working, you know, with energies in his planet, primarily in Hawaii, to assist humanity's ascension process and help bring about the new earth. His energy missions have taken him from the big island of Maui to neighboring islands, Oahu, Kauai, Maui, Peru, Bolivia, Egypt, and Turtle Island, North America, where he double infinitied the continent. He's earned a PhD in organic chemistry, after which he worked for several years at a 3M company. After moving to Hawaii, he was production plant manager, laboratory manager, research director, all at the same time for a locally owned cleaning product business where he developed over 50 new products. Later, he started his own consulting business and eventually co-invented and helped develop nutritional products derived from coffee and fruit. So, you know, it's got quite a long history here. And they said, you know, if you ever want to find him, you know, you can go to the Kona Coffee and Tea, you know, in Palani in Kalua Kona. Actually, that's where he hangs out quite a bit. But anyway, he started the KP blog in 2010, and he's posts daily articles, you know, relevant to the transformation of the planet, and he reaches about 15,000 to 30,000 views per day. So he's got quite a blog going there. We're trying to reach him now. We are having a hellacious storm here, and we might have a little problem here. But he also plays slacky guitar and a few other things, which is fun. But I don't think we've got him yet on the online. I'm trying to get a message from my producer to see what's up with that, but hopefully soon we'll get him on. I want to talk a little bit about the shifts going on too. It's kind of sad, but I just got an email that I think it was over 650 whales were actually beached, you know, over there in New Zealand. I think they got 100 of them back out to sea, and they're doing okay, but there's a lot more stranded, and I think quite a few died, unfortunately. Over here in Maui, it was, you know, quite a fest here. We went on a whale watch, and we're completely surrounded by whales everywhere. It was just amazing. And we had two babies, and their mothers were going around the boat pushing their babies up for everybody to see. The captain of the boat said that somebody here's got some really good whale karma because she's never seen that before. But we had breaches, everything. We got some awesome photographs, you know, of the whale watch. We took a little submarine ride and a few other things. But, you know, checking out all the little amenities here, which I've never done on Maui before. I've always just kind of hung out and recuperated from this trans-dimensional war going on. But I think we've got our guest on line one. Let's see if we can bring KP on. KP, are you with us?
Well, I think I'm with you. Yeah, feels like it.
Great. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, a little
finally had to use this cell phone number, you know. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Sounds like you've been talking though.
Yeah. I did your bio and talked about some upcoming things, but first of all, you know, let's talk about your blog and how you came about to writing this blog, and then we could just go from there.
Oh boy! Wow. Well, actually, the blog was a result of someone who occasionally would get my emails. You know, I probably in 2008, 2009, I was doing a lot of things, kind of galactic work, energy work, and stuff like that. So I would have a list of about 100 people that I just send an email off, and then the wonderful friend of mine over here who suggested, why don't you start a blog? There's Blogger, there's WordPress. Start a blog, and then instead of you forcing your emails onto people, it's kind of like you can tell them you started the blog. If they want to come, then that's what they can do. So I started doing that and just kind of putting up. In 2010, I started putting up things I was feeling and energies I was sensing, and then eventually I started putting up some other items I was connected to, felt connected to, and eventually I got it. It was kind of, I found that the way that worked for me is to really, you know, I could surf the net and I could read different things and all this and all that. But in the end, what happened was I found out that I kind of used my own guidance, capital G. And I'm not, you know, I'm not beholden to putting any particular things up there. But I really follow guidance, and I'm kind of moved to certain things. And, it's changed over the years a little bit. But for me, it's always about following what I jokingly call the higher innards, you know. My grandma used to use the word innards, you know, when she'd go, oh, we got to clean out those chicken innards, you know, we got to eat those, you know, those are good. But I kind of find it. So I really, you know, the blog is not about making money, not about making a profit, nothing about that. I have no I realized after a while, turns out after a while on WordPress, even though it's a free part, you do start getting ads put up on your blog. So the only thing I pay for is about $30 every year to keep ads off. And but I found that WordPress for me works. I have a good connection with it, and I know a little bit of hypertext markup language, and it's very comfortable. And we just put up all sorts of things these days. So, but it's based on my own guidance.
Yeah, we do the same thing with this show here. I mean, there's no ads. You know, people keep asking me, you know, put ads on, it'll cover the show. And I said, you know, I just don't want the interruptions. And, you know, sometimes I'll sponsor something and talk about it just because it's an amazing product. But that's about it, you know, like the oxygen water or something like that. But, yeah, we have no ads, and it comes out of my pocket, you know, every show. But I love doing it, and I love, you know, informing the people, and it's just a really good way of getting, you know, keeping people updated and getting the information out there.
Yeah, right. It's been really great. And you've had some wonderful people. I mean, I say wonderful, wonderful to me. You know, we all have information. I think we all, you know, we each have our unique facets of the, of the internet that we use, and we do it in a, you know, I feel it's really important that whatever people do, but do it in your own way. What guidance do you have? And that's kind of what I've been doing. And I know some people seem to resonate with it. And you know, of course, some things I'm sure some people don't, but the bottom line for me with blog is that I do try to encourage everyone, use your own discernment. And I call it higher discernment, you know, not just the ego discernment, not trying, even though I've got this advanced degree thing, you know, the intellect to me is strictly a tool. I don't try and figure all these things out.
Yeah.
I leave it up to people like you, you know, who are, you know, there's some things that people have their own sources. They have their own guidance. They have their own information sources. And I'm not really a vetting, you know, I don't put a blog post up about some article. I don't necessarily try and vet every single thing, detail in that. But if it feels within, I get that sense within that, oh, this needs to go up there onto the blog. That's kind of how I do it. So,
yeah, I sometimes send things out just to inform people, like, this is what is going on. You know, it doesn't mean I agree with it, but, you know, heads right. up, you know, this is what's happening. And then you get the hate mail coming at you. I can't believe you sent that out. You know, this. And I said, this is like news, you know, it's like we're letting you know what's happening out there. I'm not saying I agree with all of it, you know, but right. I might agree with some of it, or some of it, I just want you to see what the other side's doing, you know, if you want to do sides or whatever, but it's just, it's all about informing people.
Well, yes. And, you know, a lot of it, and there's all kinds of information out there. I mean, it's, some people seem to be working more on what we can call it the surface level or the 3D level, and they're kind of really investigating things, and other people are more, you know, I still look at certain what might be called channelings or just to see what the information is. But it's not like, you know, that's one of the things I guess I've had to kind of learn as I went along in the blogging, was that I can't, I have to remind people that this is not something that I necessarily believe every detail of, but it's just here it is, and see if it resonates with you. And if not, you know, well, just pass it by. So, we've really grown, and as I talk about the blog as a we thing, because it's definitely, I know a lot, some of the people that follow the blog. Personally, I've met a lot of them personally, and most of them I haven't met, but it's all over the planet. And I remember the first time I got 100 views, I was just like, oh my God, 100 people. and then it went up to 1,000. And then eventually one day I got what I call the Becco bump. I don't know if you know Steve Becco of Golden Age of Gaia.
Yeah.
Steve mentioned on his blog that I had a blog, and right after that, you know, I got a few more views. But as far as I view it, the blog itself is kind of a living being, and those who are attracted to it, that's great. And I know, you know, those who are not, just either won't view it, or they'll view it for a little while and they'll stop. But I've gone from an average of maybe, in the last few months, an average maybe 10 to 15,000 a day of views, to more like, 20 to 30,000 a day. So some of these things I do look at as kind of a, maybe sort of a cliff high type of thing where you get the whole conscious, some view. I don't know if it's true or not, but it seems like right after David Wilcock came out with the, you know, the blue avians and the spheres, that was a bump right there. And then after, right around election time this year, it really kind of bumped up as well. So anyway, I'm just sitting here in my little room with Myra the kitty. Myra the, I call her Myra the Pleiadian kitty, and a couple pheasants occasionally, and a black chick hen who comes by. And so anyway, it's great to be able to do this and do it in the place where you love to be.
I wanted to ask you some questions. It's kind of funny because we've been putting out a lot of the same information, and you know, after our conversations and things like that, we're pretty much on the same page. But I'd like to talk about, it's very controversial, you know, the Trump effect, or I'd rather call it the planetary process oriented therapy session, you know, that Trump inspires through people. And it's just amazing, you know, when I kind of try to tell people, you know, to go within and see what this is triggering within you, rather than project or blame or march or bring all your wounds and traumas, you know, to everybody else in the outer world. You know, just go within and just see what, you know, what does this mean to you, you know. And I just saw an amazing video from Byron Katie, and I think it's titled Byron Katie Trump. I put it out, and I encourage everybody to watch that video. And she just systematically tears people's, you know, ego down, you know, and their beliefs and everything else. And you know, and what she did on there was, I mean, I got tears in my eyes after watching it. I go, God, that was amazing, you know. Finally, she's forcing people to use critical thinking and look at where they get their ideas, their beliefs, you know, and how programmed they are. And it was pretty amazing.
Well, I did hear about that one. And I probably sometimes I'll send things to myself, one email address to another, so I can remind myself of it. But I do recall, you know, just the text written about it. And then I just saw your, you know, I subscribe to your newsletter, which to me is very helpful. Just to, you know, to subscribe to it, because it does make sure I don't miss anything. And but I think it's, I will view that at some point. I do feel that, well, we talked about it. I was feeling, I went through a process where Myra's a wonderful kitty, but she hadn't had a flea treatment for a while, and so I guess somehow I picked up fleas. Mm-hmm. Well, to me, that was a message. After I kind of went, you know, I went through the whole thing, and we got her okay, and I'm okay. But I realized that there's a lot of things that I think people are being, you know, all this process, to me, it is a process, and it can be on a variety of levels. But for myself, I was realizing, and perhaps to me it meant that I was kind of sensing all of the fleas that are being released by everyone on the planet. You know, they're being exposed to what they're either deeply afraid of or what they need to clear. This still goes on for me, you know, things that I need to release and let go of. And but to me, when I started to see the result after November, what was it, 9th? The result, and then it was like instantly there was this, started this kind of this blowback, or not blowback, but this is, I was just amazed to see all the, news anchors on NBC, CNN, MSNBC, but I'm sure there were others as well, and all the people who really seemed to be real. They weren't faking those tears. But it was just amazing for me to see it all happening. I really had no doubt. I mean, I'm sure people probably figured it out by now that I was, a variety of things pointed me to Trump as someone who was willing to call things out as they really were. And really, it was kind of like there was no, I won't say there was no choice, but kind of there was, for a lot of people, there was no choice. But it was like a choice for really for apocalypse, for exposing all this stuff. And once I started reading other people, and I suppose you're one of them, but I just looked around. I said, you know, there's a lot of people who are even channeling people, you know, who kind of are getting that this is the person that is needed for this planet to move forward and to move higher, if you want to call it that.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry, folks. That's the way it was.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what's interesting, because I put a thing out on it, and I said, you know, the higher dimensional beings are actually for Trump. And I said, you know, I've talked to Mary and the other masters, and I have a very big connection with Mary. I'm not Catholic, but she saved my life when I was a kid. And, you know, and I was really realizing that they are so done with, you know, the corruption and the pedophile stuff and what's being done to children and all that stuff, that they really want a house cleaning to happen, you know, first and foremost. So that's on their ideal. And, you know, although, you know, I'm not saying Trump's perfect. He's probably, I'm sure he's going to make decisions that none of us agree with. But, you know, overall, you know, it was, and people get very upset with me. They say, well, you don't know this. Well, you don't, you know. And I said, well, we had a choice between a satanic blood sacrificing, you know, pedophile program, you know, that was corrupt, you know, beyond corruption. It was a play to pay situation. And, you know, with Bill and putting Bill back in the White House and all the stuff that he's done to women, and then all the cover up that Hillary did to cover up Bill's iniquities, you know, shows that she doesn't really respect women, you know, that she's not something for womanhood, you know, she's not a champion for womanhood right there, you know. And what I found is people were all acting emotionally. They hadn't done any research. And, you know, this stuff is in the New York Police Department files, the FBI files. The evidence is overwhelming. WikiLeaks has released most of it. A lot more is going to be coming. But, you know, there's a massive, massive pedophile ring, and the corruption is beyond imagination. And the things that are being done there are the most heinous crimes, you know, you can do on the planet, basically. And it's all there, you know, it's all going to come out, because that's part of the process. And, you know, I'm not just making this stuff up, and I wish I was. I wish none of this stuff was true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't want it to be true when I found out about it. I said, nah, that's just so dark. You know, I can't even go down that road. But, you know, and I asked people, you know, have you done any research? Where's your critical thinking? You know, are you accusing Trump of things because the mainstream media told you that's who he is, or that's what he said, or things like that? Because they've been busted repeatedly, you know, with bold-faced lies, and, you know, and none of those things happened, you know. So I said, I can tell you for a fact that I don't know what is true. You know, I can say, you know, especially whatever the mainstream media says, I can't accept that because I wasn't there. I don't have any personal experience in it. And I know they've been repeatedly lying, because the corporate sponsored media does not want him in there, you know, especially if he's going to clean house, because they're part of the house cleaning that's going to have to happen. So it's kind of like, it was really interesting. But going back to it, when I tried to tell people that, you know, this is going to sound really odd, but the, you know, right now we don't have a Gandhi running. you know, for president. we've got a choice, and look at the choice. And I said, so the ETs are behind Trump. The higher dimensional ETs are behind Trump because there's a trans-dimensional war going on, and there's a major cleanup going on, and he's part of that cleanup process. And so, oh, talk about heat, man. I got so many letters, and who do you think you are? Like, you know, it was unbelievable. And then, you know, the vindication came when when Fox News starts talking about UFOs following his plane, and it's on their own cameras, you know, they filmed it on their own cameras, you know, so, and his helicopter too, there's UFOs following his helicopter. So I told him, I said, he's being protected and inspired by the higher dimensional beings, you know, the off-world beings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so when the photos came out, it's pretty much vindicated it, but, you know, people need to stop, you know, and really sit with these things. And as I was saying, the Byron Katie thing, run your process through Byron Katie's process, and you'll see that your whole belief system has been given to you, and it's been manipulated.
Well, I feel that, I was going to ask you one thing. Do you know who those UFOs, I mean, which ships do they... whose were they? I mean, you have the galactic.
Yeah, it's the Orion Council of Light.
Okay.
And Trump, I don't know if he knows it or not, but he's very much aligned with the Orion Council of Light. And he knows about the ETs. He knows about the trans-dimensional war. He's fully aware of all that stuff. I don't know if he actually knows his connection to it and his role in it. He probably has a good, an idea about it, but you know, he's very aligned with the Orion Council of Light, and they're involved in the planetary liberation, you know, along with the Pleiadians, Andromedans, and all the rest. So you know, he's very involved with that deeply and aligned with that. How much he knows, I don't know. How much he knows about his connection and who he's connected to, I mean, I'm aware of that. I know who he's working with and which ambassador and everything else, but I'm not sure if he knows that much about it, but he does know, you know, about the trans-dimensional war and everything else going on.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, when I was sort of, one thing that I noticed, and of course this is just a personal thing, but as I drove around the Big Island, I didn't go to Hilo's side, but I noticed on our side, the only signs I ever saw that were put out in people's yards, which they often do, were Trump signs. Now, that would influence whether I voted one way or another, but when I went to Kauai, this was before the election even happened, although I had already voted absentee, or, you know, when I went to Kauai, I took a trip to Kauai, and same thing happened. I said I just didn't see any Hillary signs at all. I just saw Trump signs, and it was kind of, I'm not saying that, and you know, basically I think the state went about 65 to 30, you know, Democrat Hillary to over Trump,
yeah.
But I do feel that it was kind of interesting over here because I didn't really see a lot of turmoil or people were, you know, crying, at least on the Big Island, just on the Kona side of the Big Island.
Yeah.
It was more like kind of acceptance, but I don't really, basically, after the election, I kind of just keep my mouth shut and just love everybody, no matter how they, you know, whether they voted one way or another, or what they felt was a proper choice for the planet, just because there was no doubt in my mind, or my heart, whatever, that doesn't mean that others don't get the same thing. And I always look at it when I go in there, and when I do a voting thing, whatever it is, I basically come in to bring light. And bring light to the whole process. You know, if the result had been the opposite, it would have been, I think people who voted either way, I know some people who are very light-oriented, high-energetic beings, and I know that whatever they do, they come in and they bring light to the whole process. And so I just kind of, I read just a tiny bit of some of the WikiLeaks emails, just a teeny tiny bit. And then I said, well, I don't need to read any more of that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I know. It's like that you get that. It's just, I don't have to have anybody prove anything to me. It's just, boom, it's there. It's like, boom, it's right there. Oh, I get it. Okay, move on. I'm sure you can understand what I'm talking about.
Because, also go by your gut, your inner gut. You go, I mean, you don't have to sit and read it all word for word. Your inner gut can say, hey, I get the gist of this, and is it true for me? And you get an affirmation, and then bam, you're okay. You don't have to go through all the other stuff. But I know with a lot of people, they hang on every word. They don't even go within and check, is this true? What's this about? And then they let other people dictate their reality or their belief system.
Yeah. And there was a but I do it's just amazing to see how many people have really seemed to have become moved in one way or another, whether it's a movement to go out and protest, or whether it's a movement to, wow, we're really going to support what this guy is doing, trying to bring this team together. And, if you like executive orders, you're going to have a fun time. But I also, a couple of posts I did, for a while I was just kind of trying to sort of respond to some of the, to some comments I would get here and there, but just say, well, look, if you're not sure about this, just go, here's, I whitehouse.gov. You can go to the YouTube page, or you can go to the executive orders page. Go in there and actually read them. And so it's kind of a thing where all I can do is, for me, that was my service, just to offer those, because I never really followed anything about the president before. I mean, I really didn't pay a lot of attention to it, what was going on. All I could see was every once in a while I'd see Victoria Nuland saying F the EU or something like that, which showed how much was going on that was absolutely destructive to so many countries over the last several decades, three decades.
Yeah.
But I just feel like it has been a wonderful process, because whether you're on, I won't say, whether you're kind of on one side or the other, it's like, at least you're awake. Now let's, do whatever work you got to do. Internal, external, say, well, look at that. Trump did this back in 1972. Or he did this, and I can't say it's wrong to go and do those things if that's what you need to do. And I just kind of, but I do see a massive apocalypse, massive awakening.
Yeah, I do too.
Do you?
Yeah, one thing I wanted to say that, and a lot of people might get upset about this, but when I watched the Democrats and what they're doing, and especially Hillary, I go, this is amazing. I knew. I said, she's going to accuse Trump of everything that she herself is doing or has done in the past. And bam, I just watched her do it over and over and over again. I go, wow, I hope people are watching this. I hope people are actually can see through what is going on here. And then, the Clinton News Network, CNN, was totally trying to validate all these things with no validation whatsoever. And, I just saw over and over again that the corporate media was after him. So I go, wow, if these guys are all after him, then obviously, he's probably, going to be, he's a threat to the New World Order. If he's a threat to the New World Order, then, he's definitely got some things going for him, so. It was a different, to me, it was just a different way of looking at everything. But just watching that go down, and just the dirty tricks and the deception and everything else from an awakened point of view, it was so clear. I mean, you could just see so clear all the games, you know, what was going on and everything else. And the poor guy was just getting beat up by the press and, call him every name in the book and, you know, threaten him, you know, like openly threatening to kill him. You know, that to me, you don't openly threaten, you know, a president or a president, you know, soon to be or anybody, you know, anybody. When you do that, you know, you have a knock on your door. And so I mean, people are standing up in front of huge crowds and saying, you know, kill him, you know, let's assassinate him and kill him and things like that. I mean, that's, you know, in the past, you get a knock on your door and you usually go to jail for a little while or you end up in court, you know, because, you know, you don't do that and get away with it. But I've never seen anything like it, you know, how there's actually no repercussions, you know, for it. But I did see something interesting when Soros was funding all these groups, and he still is, you know, to create the adversarial programs and everything else. You know, he's done that in all these other countries where he created basically a civil war and trashed their economy, and they came in and bought everything on pennies on the dollar. And he's doing, trying to do the same thing in America, but people have figured it out, you know, his game. Some people have, but a lot of the masses are still acting out, you know, this big PSYOPs program that's been going on for a while to create a major civil unrest, to create a revolution or a civil war. And they really need to follow the money on who is financing all this and sponsoring all this, and they'll see, you know, what's really going on. And it is to take down America and to take down, you know, so they can come back in and the New World Order boys and you know, totally take over and buy everything at pennies on the dollar and put everybody back into slavery, basically, as indentured servants. But I know a lot of these groups don't even realize they're actually creating their own demise. They're participating participating in their own demise, not knowing, and they're being played on by their emotions, by their history, their wounds and traumas are all being, you know, played on in this big PSYOPs program.
Well, I can say for sure that it's like, you know, it's amazing how now anything that's thrown out there, really by anyone, in particular, I'm looking at, for example, the quote mainstream media, which is not really mainstream anymore for a lot of people, but it's like when I sit, you know, I see the fake news meme being thrown out, and it has totally it's totally reversed now. It's like they opened up that Pandora's box, and now they're reaping the rewards of everybody seeing that that much of their news that they put out is just made up. However, I will say, when I was watching Fox News and a couple other, you know, when the Bushes were in, or when Obama had just come in, or had been in, even during the later years, you'd see them actually manipulating. People would do things like manipulate videos and say, I remember was Obama says, yes, it's time for the New World Order. Well, that was because somebody had taken two parts of one speech and put them together. And now we're seeing the same thing from, if you want to call it the liberal side or the left, we're seeing the same thing from that. So I think the whole thing has been so exposed that people are almost, I won't say that I can't read anybody else, but unless you go within, until you go within and use your own higher sense of discernment, you're going to be stuck trying to follow, oh, let me listen to Bill O'Reilly, or oh, let me listen to, you know, Chris Matthews or whoever it is. But you get a sense now, and you really see, I mean, my sense of bullshit has really refined. We have a much refined sense of bullshit. a bullshit detection.
Yeah.
Just see how they do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's very subtle. Yeah. Very, very subtle, but people are really catching on. So,
It is. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was watching an interview by some of these guys, some of these progressive lefts, which are really turned into Nazis, basically. And, you know, interviewing people, you know, Russian prime, you know, thing, just, you know, top officials, you know, China, things like that, and doing everything to invoke like World War III. I mean, it's unbelievable. And they're just like challenging them over and over again, trying to get them to get pissed off or respond or anything else. And luckily the ambassadors and the other people that they've been interviewing were going, you know, well, this is politics. You know, people say a lot of things, but when it all comes down to it, when we sit down at the table, you know, there is no problems, you know, that we are all working together. And so it was really wonderful watching, you know, true diplomacy there. Some of these people, these reporters, you know, what, you know, they, do you need to be right at the expense of World War III? You know, it's like they have such a huge ego investment in all this stuff, and they're case building, and they're building a case on fake news or false information, and they're doing all they can to build this case up, but the case has no merit, you know, and eventually, you know, everything's going to go to court and it's all going to fall apart, and they're going to be sitting there, you know, exposed with a belief system that was, you know, 99% BS, you know?
Yeah. Well, for me, it's very, been really helpful to remember that, you know, as we go through this incoming cosmic light phenomenon, you know, more and more, you know, the vibration is increasing, the intensity of the, and I'm not even sure what exactly it is, but I know that we're going the energies right now are so high, and it's almost like anything that's not aligned with those energies is going to all of a sudden you're going to see this big flash, and then it's okay, can't take you along, sorry, goodbye.
yeah, they call it the shift. You know, everybody's telling the shift or the. Everybody has different names for it, but it is all about frequency and raising your frequencies and becoming frequency specific to the shift and where it's going. And I'm just seeing people, it's very, very simple. You know, if you're carrying a lot of anger, a lot of frustration, and a lot of wounds and guilt and unworthiness and fear, you're going to have a real hard time, you know, getting through this shift, especially the victim patterns. Are not going to be able to go. You're not going to be able to take those with you. So, and that's why I call this the Trump process. You know, like what an amazing person to set this process into motion and get everybody to really go within and see. You know, everything. You know, it's exposing everything, and you know, it's a good thing. And again, you know, I'm not saying, you know, that I agree with whatever. You know, I'm not even sure what Trump's doing, you know. I can say, you know, I don't know the big picture or all the plans that are in place. I do know that he's very much for the republic, which needs to be reinstated, and he's very much for the new currency to come out and the reevaluation to come out, and he's working very hard because of my contacts. He's working very hard behind the scenes, meeting with all the world leaders to put this together. So. You know, he's doing a lot of really good work to free the people up and make things a more level playing field. And so that, and kudos to that. And, you know, he is draining the swamp, you know, his people are going to take care of business. And although he said he's not personally going to do it, he has other people that's their job to do it.
Right.
You know, so anyway, you know, it's like, and what I found out, the people that are screaming the loudest and have the most to cover up. I mean, they're the most fearful because of their actions in the past. You know, you might say they're the most guilty if you do that. program, and so it's like, yeah, the people that are accusing the most, they're screaming the loudest, they're throwing the biggest stones, are the ones with the, you know, they're the ones living in the glass house, you know, and they have a lot to hide.
Yeah, I'd say for a lot of, I'm sure a lot of people that holds true. I think there's some who, you know, everybody has a different type of process, but as a whole, I just kind of feel like we're given this marvelous opportunity to really look at, you know, and look at ourselves. Now, the interesting thing I noticed when you talk about the RV, you call it the re-evaluation. And it's actually the revaluation.
Yeah.
The revaluation. But we are currently in a process before the revaluation called the re-evaluation. We're really re-evaluating what did we buy into? And individually, I found this happening with myself all the time. It says, well, wait a minute. What did I, not about political stuff, but just within my own life, I said, well, wait a minute. Do I really want to continue like living in this place where I'm at right now, which I love? But just evaluating, allowing that to come up and releasing fears of, you know, we have four wonderful dogs, one of which is very yappy. And I said, well, she gets pretty yappy sometimes. And do I still want to live here? And then I see her and she rolls over and lets me rub her belly. And I said, yeah, I'm still at home right here.
So
I just feel so, I mean, I really feel empowered, I feel thrilled by seeing all of the waking up and all of the light that is coming in. And maybe not everybody's getting it like I am, but it's like we're all seeing what we, you know, really, for me, it's seeing what we need to release and seeing how the world as it has become. And I just don't even bother trying to figure out what Donald J. Trump and his team, exactly what they're doing or how they're doing it. All I know is that I'd kind of stand back and just let them do their job. Let them do it. You know, and accept in the, you know, I won't say accept anything, but even the thing with Standing Rock and the DAPL and the Keystone XL pipeline, there's stuff that's going on there that I don't want them to build any more pipelines. Let's stop it.
Yeah.
just bring out all the new technologies, like, you know, somewhere he mentioned supposedly along the line that all these DARPA technologies are going to come out. And I really do believe it's going to happen. So I, you know, I'm just kind of not judging and observing. If I do want to comment, I'll comment on, you know, the Facebook page or a Twitter post, which I do follow, just to stay up what's going on. And that's kind of where I'm at. Oh, there we go. We got some yipping going on over there.
Yeah. We've got a hellacious storm going on over here. You probably have the same thing, but somebody just drove up as well. But yeah, there's a couple dogs here, wonderful dogs. One of them's just like brilliant, super smart. The other one's getting up in age. But it's interesting. I just think the whole world needs to lay down and get their belly rubbed, you know, and just chill out for a little while.
You know,
and let things go. You know, to me, you know, it is a democracy. You know, he did win. He is the president. Do we have a democracy? Are we going to honor that? And in a democracy, it doesn't mean that you have to totally agree with what they do. And you have a right to speak up and say something and demonstrate or whatever, you know, if it isn't going your way. I mean, that's what it's all
about.
But actually, we have a republic, and the democracy is pretty much bankrupt and it's going out the door right now. And that's what Trump's about, is restoring the republic, you know, and you know, the basic rights that all of us have and hold dearly.
Well, I know, you shared a few things at the great table of eight or nine or however many around that table. But I think some of those things that I know that there's a lot of information that we don't have, and for a good reason. And it's just like it's coming out. But I do feel that, you know, people, you know, things like I don't want to see pipelines, oil pipelines, put under sacred lakes or sacred lands. But it's kind of like there might be other things behind it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if I need to, now if he starts building a Trump Tower on top of Mauna Kea, I can guarantee you, I'll be out there.
There's a lot of things going on behind the scenes but I kind of agree. It's like, you know, that's one of the things that we get thrown at us. So, you know, you support the pipeline, you support this, support that. And I go, whoa, wait a second. No, we've actually, you know, sent them a lot of money and helped them out quite a bit, you know, to get through this. So, you know, basically, no, I'm not in support of that, and quit putting words into my mouth and other things, you know. But I said, you know, definitely Hillary wouldn't have stopped the pipeline. Obama definitely didn't stop the pipeline.
Still there?
You know, hopefully. So, yeah, are you there?
Oh, you're breaking up a little bit. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, we're coming up to the end of the hour right now, so we've got to sign off, unfortunately. But I know we're probably going to be losing power here the way things are going. But anyway, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Really, it's probably through my Facebook page. I don't really, and I do have, if you go to the blog and click on the up at the top banner there, you can click on KP their support. I think I got a couple of emails there. I haven't looked at it for a while. But there's a couple of emails there that you can use if you need to get in touch with me. I don't like to give out my common email or my phone number, but you can also reach me via the Facebook page, and you know, just send a call out, and somehow, you know, the light will connect it.
Well, what's your blog, and how do people get a hold of your blog so they can watch it?
Well, how do they get a hold of it? First, take a mouse with a pointer, and it's Kawilapele, Kawilapele .wordpress.com. You can also kind of, if you want to do a Google search or something like that, you can just type in KP blog, KP space blog, and you should be able to find it that way. And you can check out, if you want to check out the music there. I haven't been recording music lately, but there's a link for my music site and my YouTube page, and if people want to send a little support, that's great. They can do that. So I'm just kind of here enjoying my life and blogging and talking with great people like you.
All right. Hey, well, unfortunately, we're done on time. So, hey, thanks a lot for coming on the show. And, everybody there, aloha. Have a great evening. Watch the skies and stay in the heart. And whatever you're watching on TV, run it through your own process. You know, ask yourself, do I know this to be true? Is this a fact? Do I have any firsthand experience in here? And if you don't, you might want to just not pass judgment until you do have some firsthand experience. But anyway, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening. Watch the skies and stay in the heart.